Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host, Black Trey, a.k.a. Trayvon, a.k.a. Big Cap, a.k.a. Joined always by Jason Madison, Big Jerv, no Amin, no Juju today. Today we talk about Cheesecake Factory. Will I take somebody to Cheesecake Factory? Jason does not think I would. Jason and Jerv get into a heated dispute over fantasy sports, but then also Jerv pours his heart out about the Philadelphia 76ers. They are not relevant, but he believes they are, and more to come on this show. Subscribe to Patreon, www.patreon.com/countthedings. Tell a friend to tell a friend to subscribe. Support your favorite podcasters. Let's start the show. Cheesecake Factory is fucking booming for the good and the bad. Now, Cheesecake Factory has an illustrious menu. I cannot hate. I love a Buffalo Blast myself. I think it is a good fucking. Whoa,
hold the fuck up, man.
That's kind of crazy.
Hold up, bro.
That's kind of crazy.
Hold up, bro. I don't usually stop cats in the middle of
stuff. I didn't want to say nothing.
But that was wild.
I didn't want to say nothing.
My nigga, it's a food item.
I hear you, bro.
Crazy, bro.
No, that's crazy. It's saying that you were saying, I'm not even going to repeat what you said. That's crazy. You got it, bro. That's wild.
So, I like a Buffalo Blast. Pause if need be, because this nigga is so immature, right? They got good pasta. I fuck with it. If somebody was to say, if Jason's like, yo, my nigga, there's a Cheesecake Factory right here, I'm not going to be the nigga to be like, nigga, we can't go nowhere else. I'm fucking with it. I'm still fucking with Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm still fucking with TGI Fridays. I still like them type of foods, my nigga, them places. But apparently on social media, and we talked about the auntie a while back saying that she wouldn't go. She wouldn't get out the car for this man. So it made it a big deal. That was 1 week. And now we got an entire fucking list about places that you can't take
on the first date.
On the first date. Now, and this shit is ridiculous.
Now, I'm going to be the contrarian. I guess I'm a little bit of a contrarian on a lot of topics. But I agree with most of that list. Because it says first date. Now, I feel like when you taking somebody on a first date, you want to do your best to try to impress them, put them in the proper setting, get them something that's fly. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not going to Chili's. We're not going to, you know what I'm saying, whatever, the bowling and all that. Like, I want to get, you know.
So you're going to go broke for the first date?
I'm not saying I'm going to go broke. I'm going to go in a setting that's comfortable for us to be like, you know, have a good conversation somewhere that she feels comfortable, where it's not like a bunch of, you know, random families or just other, like, the food quality might not be that good. She could pick something tricky off the menu, like all that. And like, yes, cheesecake is kind of like a standard, like, it's cool. It's a good meal. You know what I'm saying? If I was dating somebody, I would for sure go to cheesecake all the time. But as a first date, I feel like it could kind of go either way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think you want to put your best foot forward on a first date. Am I wrong?
I mean, it depends who it is, actually. Because my thing is this, right? I probably would do a coffee shop.
That's what I'm saying. You wouldn't take a chick to cheesecake on a first date, Trey, especially if it was a chick that you thought highly of.
No, I would.
Be honest. You're not being honest.
First of all,
yo,
listen, nigga, if you're listening, I know.
He's not being honest. Am I lying?
Here's the thing, bro. I believe him, right? I do, because I don't think he caps. He caps, right? He don't give the name Big Cap for nothing, right? He caps, but like when we are having this type of conversation, my man's pretty much stands on his 10 toes on these joints, 10 toes down or whatever on these top. And he's pretty consistent. So if he says he would take them to the cheese. Now, I think. There's certain,
think about this. I would.
There is a certain way that he wouldn't.
Like, there's certain.
So like, it's not every year. Like, yeah. I see what you're saying. Like,
listen, you listen. Hear me out. You feel me?
I truly have to be a dickhead to just say, oh, let's go to the Cheesecake Factory. No, if it's convenient and it's in the area, I'll be like,
so let me add.
Right, that's what I'm saying, Trey. This is exactly what I'm saying.
Right.
Like,
but why would I even do that? Because at the end of the day,
that's my point. So stop being like that.
No, I can't even tell you where Cheesecake Factory is in New York.
Exactly. This is my point.
But
y'all,
I'm just talking about hypothetical. I would.
But you wouldn't though. This is the point I'm making. If you're where you are right now in New York City or even in LA, if you're in either one of those places and you met a bad chick that you like, that you was trying to get to
if
know.
If she liked Cheesecake Factory, that's where we going.
Trey, listen to me. Let me finish. The Cheesecake Factory is not one of the first 5 or 10 places that you would bring up to be like, oh, come meet me over here.
So it's not a bring up. Let me paint a scenario for you, because I have a perfect one for you, right? Now, in Philly, let's say your first date is y'all are, I don't know, whatever. Y'all are doing some type of getting to know each other walk type shit or whatever. Y'all hanging out, whatever, right? There is a Cheesecake Factory literally smack in the middle of Philly, right? And it's not like one that's in Times Square where it's a tourist attraction.
Right.
It's in a area where there are a bunch of restaurants, and it's a solid Cheesecake Factory. Mm-hmm. What if you're just hanging out and you walk? Now the wild part is there's a million other restaurants around, right? Like of all calibers, like whatever you want. So I have to be honest about that part of saying. But if you're walking and you walk out of whatever store, whatever, and y'all see Cheesecake Factory across the street, I don't think there's anything wrong on your first date saying, yo, are you hungry? Do you want to, to Cheesecake Factory?
I agree with you 100%.
Okay.
And
I had to paint the perfect scenario.
Yeah, exactly. And that's all I'm saying. Like, I'm not objecting.
I don't have anything wrong with the Cheesecake Factory.
Me neither. I'm not objecting to it. If we're walking in the marina or if we were just hanging out at the Grove, and it's not busy. Hey, it's only 10-minute wait. Man, we can get a table. We in there, you know what I'm saying? But if it's like I met you on Thursday, we're hanging out on Saturday, and you're like, where should we go eat? Neither one of you guys are saying the Cheesecake Factory, right?
Again, right? It's all based on location.
Right? Come on.
So I'll say this. Every time I've been to
Cheesecake Factory was the flyest spot in the area.
Yeah, true.
I'm saying where you are now, Trey, or if you were in Los
Angeles.
Why
would I do that when I can just go to a cheaper spot?
Exactly. So that's all I'm saying.
But I'm saying, like, I might even aim lower. I might go to a mom and pop shit.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like today,
Southern Comfort Food, bro.
You going to go real specific. Niggas is going to go something else, either, like, high-end, real fly, or you going to go something real low, super specific, like, hey, you ain't heard of it.
So you made a good point. Y'all made a good point, though.
I would go to Cheesecake Factory.
Exactly. Easy. I agree. Agreed.
But I live in fucking New York. I don't know what to tell you, bro.
That's a good point, though. It's not about, and I think what got lost in all this shit is that people were trying to make it seem like niggas is broke for saying they want a Cheesecake Factory.
Right,
and
right.
Trey, like you just proved that there's really, really nothing wrong with taking someone to the Cheesecake Factory. Nothing. What happened was somebody somewhere in wherever part of America said, oh shit. He took you to the Cheesecake Factory on the first date, and then she told two friends, and then she told two friends, and then it populated to someone famous who said something about Cheesecake Factory, and now the Cheesecake Factory is fucked.
But this
my
is
man
the
just
problem.
Said you could take him to a cheaper spot, and it'd be cool.
That young lady is comparing herself to somebody she ain't even on the tier with, brother. So
she's a tier two. She's a tier two team.
She might be tier three, bro. In the great words of fucking Patrice O'Neal, bro, your woman is a representation of your income. You feel me?
Yep.
Because if she bad, that means you listen. The bad B tax is real. Trust me.
That's the fuck.
We keep coming back to the bad.
That's the theme of the year, bro. You can look, and that's okay to have to marry a seven. We love sevens. We love 7.5 and 8.
Listen, you can marry whatever you let's make
whatever.
It more specific.
Listen,
you can marry whatever you want.
Hey, we not gonna yuck your yum.
No, what you like, I mean, that's you.
But at the end of the day, just know when a nigga asks you, how you get her?
You know it's wild. Real niggas don't ask how he got it. Real niggas just know off top how he got
real
it.
Real niggas just dap him up like.
All right, nigga, hey.
So
I see you.
Back to this conversation. We're gonna go through these first date options, and you're gonna say yes or no.
You gonna just go through the whole list?
No. Because some of these are not realistic. Real niggas not going here.
That's what I'm saying. Like, all don't right. even do that.
All right, it's just so, yes or no.
Yes, yes or no.
Okay.
Cheesecake Factory.
First date, right?
Yes.
But no. Let's set it up though. Is it my scenario of we met?
It's just yes or no. Whatever your honest answer is, just
take
no scenarios, no nothing. Okay. Just yes or no.
No.
You say yes?
I said no, I wouldn't. No.
I say yes. Okay. Applebee's. I say yes.
Nigga, hell no. And you lying.
I'm not, because they got great drinks and great apps.
So, Applebee's is the one with the
nachos, yes. Nigga, and the motherfucking lemonade.
Whichever
nigga,
one of them. It's either Applebee's or Chili's has
that's
like the crazy drinks.
Crazy, Jason.
The drinks is cool, but there's no food at Applebee's that two people could order.
You bullshitting. It's a 2 for $20.
Come on, Jay.
All right,
come on,
bro. You nigga, you not ordering 2 for $20. Stop the cap.
I live in Arizona. You keep forgetting that. Nigga. You act like I've been living this life
just
all my life.
Just because the nigga does not, yo, he could still be telling the
like I
just
eat with
because
you. I eat with you, nigga. I know what kind of food you eat. You don't eat no 2 for $20, nigga.
Jason, what year is it?
It's 2023, about to be 2024.
My nigga, how much money I make now?
All right. So what are you talking? We ain't talking about 2008, Trey. We talking
next,
about
next one.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Jason, it's a yes or
just
no.
Yes or no, Jay.
I'm just,
yes
I'm
or
sick
no.
Of the cap. I'm sick of the cap. No.
Did you say yes or no?
I said no.
Jersey.
What we say? Applebee's.
Yeah.
That's the one with the drinks. You said right?
Yes.
Then yeah, I would.
Okay.
They got a winner.
Chili's. Yes.
No.
Damn, Jay.
Yes.
I feel like Jason lives in more of a rural area for him to even actually have access to.
Yes.
Oh, nigga, I live in fucking Los Angeles, California, nigga.
I know, but I'm just saying, it's hard to find these for me. Olive Garden, no.
Nah.
No, because it's microwave fucking food.
All of the food is microwave that you mentioned, by the way. All of it.
Oh, well, see, I ain't eating there then no more.
Nigga Jay's mad as shit. She does.
Red Lobster.
No.
Nah.
I don't even get the hype of the biscuits like that. IHOP.
No.
Nah.
Yes.
Nah.
I do IHOP. I like IHOP. Denny's.
No.
Nah.
When are you going to IHOP in the middle of the evening, nigga? What are you talking about?
Bro, you can get breakfast.
You can't, bro. You can have a breakfast first date, my nigga. There's other types of dates. Come on.
I'm not, because it's just a lie, Trey. You're not taking no chick to IHOP in the middle of the.
All right, nigga, when we go to LA, I'm eating fucking IHOP. Don't be yakking bougie when you say,
no, not me.
I'm going to Craig's.
I'm talking about a date. You ain't taking no chick in 2024, nigga.
Oh, my mama.
No, you not. All right.
I'm going to tag the location to it. You're going to be. Watch. Please. We're going to go. I'm going to prove a fucking point. Overweight. Starbucks. Yes.
Yes.
I don't drink it, but yes.
Yeah. Yes. I don't drink it. I don't like Starbucks. But
Bowling.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't be too nice, nigga, because you swing your legs, she gonna be mad and leave.
Yeah. I'm not good enough at bowling to really like make it. Oh, this nigga has hurt my feelings.
I say yes. I did it out here and I had to pay $230. So fuck bowling in New York.
No, bowling is fun. Bowling is a fun first date. If there's some shit that you want
to
do, that's
would good. You take her to a hookah bar?
Yeah, they love hookah. I mean, I don't fool hookah, but they love hookah. They love hookah.
They love hookah.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah. This thing, I'm not gonna do it because I don't like it.
But see, this is why.
I don't care what I like. That's what she like. We're gonna do what she likes.
Make it make sense. I need you to clip this up, Jer. No, the fact that don't Trey make said, sense. That Trey said in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ and Beyonce that he would take a chick to IHOP before he would take her to a hookah bar.
Indeed.
On a first date is grade A insanity. We need to have my man head checked and the same doctor that needs to work on AB.
Hey, all I'm saying. And lastly, would you take a woman to Waffle House?
If it's after the club, other than that, no.
Yeah, I mean, see, this is one I can't just give you a yes because I'm not going to Waffle House unless it's after the club experience,
and I never went back. So I'm going to say no.
But see, you left off the one that I said yes to, which was a bar for just drinks. That was on the list.
I think that's universally yes.
Right, but they put that on the list like, oh, that wasn't good.
Unless you don't drink. But right. I was like, it shouldn't be a restaurant. We were talking restaurants.
Oh, shit, then he's on the bench?
But yeah. No, I probably wouldn't, but I respect it. All right, man, that does it for the show. For Big Jer, for Jason Madison, for Juju recording the show somewhere. And Amin, we don't know where the fuck he at. He found some self-driving car in the middle of the street somewhere on Instagram. Y'all tell him come back to the show. That's it. Black Trey signing out. Bomb. Black opinions matter, motherfucker. Talk soon.